The following is a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department. This is the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a weekly presentation exploring community health and sustainability with guests representing a broad spectrum of community partners working to make Ulster County the healthiest in New York State. This program is sponsored by the Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network.
Good morning and welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio. My name is Vincent Martello. I'm Director of Community Health Relations for the Ulster County Department of Health and Mental Health. And today we're going to be talking with Thomasine Oliphant, who's Director of the Ulster County Office of Employment and Training and Workforce Development. She's going to tell us about all the great things that her office does to assist individuals seeking jobs and employers and seeking qualified employees. And she's also going to add in the additional challenges brought on by the COVID pandemic and how she's helping individuals and businesses meet that challenge. And we're very excited to have her here. Thomasine is, as I said, Director of the Ulster County Office of Employment and Training and Ulster County Workforce Development Board. She was appointed by Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan to chair the Ulster County Recovery Task Force. And she has extensive higher education experience in social work and leadership. So we are delighted to have you here, Thomasine. Welcome to Healthy Ulster Radio.
Thank you so much, Vincent. It's a pleasure to be here.
So Thomasine, tell us, if you would, why don't we start off by giving our listeners an overview of the types of programs and services that your office offers?
Yes. Yeah, so our office, we're co-located with the New York State Department of Labor local staff to operate the Ulster County Career Center. We're located 521 Voices Lane. So we offer career readiness services. Those who are on unemployment can come to our office to help to gain reemployment, can meet with our staff. Both teams make up the Ulster County Career Center. So our services work together to provide individuals access to training opportunities through training providers such as SUNY Ulster or Ulster BOCES. So we're able to fund training, short-term training in healthcare and all in-demand occupations such as tech, manufacturing, healthcare, and other industries. We also provide opportunities where people can get hands-on training and where we work with businesses to do what's called on-the-job training, where we are able to, if they have a applicant who may not have the skills, we're able to provide them with an opportunity where they can hire that individual on, and then that business can get reimbursed the wages that they pay out to that individual. And that then the individual is able to, that after that 6-month training, it's guaranteed employment with that employer. We also offer, you know, basic job readiness, like resume writing, interviewing skills. So we have a range of services for adults, young adults, and people reentering into the workforce, and some services for youth who are in school through our summer youth employment program.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty comprehensive. So really there's something for everyone, right? No matter what stage of the employment process you're in, or if you're just getting started as a young person or seeking out a new career, or perhaps you've been laid off or downsized, or you're re-entering the workforce, there is, sounds like there's something for everyone, and you can really guide people, right?
Yes. And we also, if you're an individual and you are on SSI or SSD, we have our disability resource coordinator who can connect you with a ticket to work program where you're able to get connected to job opportunities with the allotted amount of time that you're able to work while you're on SSI and SSD that would help you to lead to permanent employment to come off of benefits. So mm-hmm. We also have that resource as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you also help people navigate their way through the LinkedIns of the world and maybe how to, get your information out on Indeed and those other web-based services?
Yes, we do. And we help our staff are becoming very much savvy on Zoom. So we can help with preparing for virtual job interviews using LinkedIn. We have Career Zone. as well, another tool that we help individuals use to help look for job opportunities and gain skills. So we have many different platforms that we're able to connect individuals with to help with those job readiness skills.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much the days of going to with no disparagement of newspapers, but the days of going to the newspaper to see what jobs are listed there is kind of a bit anachronistic, perhaps, saying it nicely.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And we also have, through my business services team, a great program that they're able to do what's called job matching. So individuals who have come through our career center, we're able to, with their skills, if we have a job opening that comes through for an employer, my team's able to look at the skills that the individual may have and match it to what the job is, and then send out those jobs to those individuals that qualify. So that is here.
That's really great. And so if you, let's say you are working with a business organization and you kind of know what they're looking for, and you end up recommending someone, that carries a lot of weight, right? If the recommendation is coming from you in direct response to a relationship that you have with a business that's looking for people.
Yeah, we don't say that we're recommending, but we're just connect that job opportunity to them. Uh-huh. But it makes it much easier for the job seeker to know that the jobs that we're sending to them are jobs that they qualify for. So it's not a question of like, you know, do I qualify for this type of position? No, your qualifications match what this job offer is. So it's just a matter of the job seeker just applying for the job. Mm-hmm. So it makes the process a little bit easier.
Uh-huh. And just out of curiosity, you know, I try to keep up with, you know, with the business news out there, and you hear, you know, very often with respect to unemployment, that there are a lot of jobs out there, but that the jobs that are available don't necessarily manage the skill sets of the people who are looking for those jobs. Is that the case generally in the Hudson Valley region? What do you find from your experience?
And that we are hearing that from employers. So actually this week, tomorrow, we have a healthcare roundtable that we have coordinated with. We worked with SUNY Ulster. SUNY Ulster's lead on this to get healthcare organizations together and businesses to see what their workforce needs are so that we can adjust our training programs so that we're making sure that we're training our workforce in the right skill set so that they can access the jobs. Mm-hmm. So that's the model that we're leaning towards now, really gaining that insight from the businesses to see what skills are the job seekers lacking, that what do we need to start training them in so that individuals can access those jobs.
Mm. And I know that, you know, having visited BOCES PTech program, which is basically a high school where they teach young people real world job skills that actual employers in the region are looking for, like advanced manufacturing and those types of things. Those programs seem to make not only be effective, but they seem to make a lot of sense, right? That, you know, many of us went to college for, you know, whatever, various liberal arts, which are wonderful, but, as connected to the real world jobs that are out there, maybe not, you know, not as clear a connection, but when you have a situation where, you know, you have young people who have a limited resources and, you know, don't want to go into huge debt and want to be able to train for jobs, you know, get education for jobs that actually exist in their communities, that seems like a really smart thing to do.
Yes. And I'm working very closely with Ulster BOCES and SUNY Ulster to design these career pathways for opportunities such as that, so that, you know, we can make these career pathways that are having like short-term, you know, the short-term to almost the long-term, mm-hmm. you know, opportunities for, so that it's a smoother process for individuals getting credentialed and getting certified to enter into the jobs.
Mm-hmm. And do you work with the high schools and the guidance counselors? Because I know that, again, you know, this is anecdotal, but I remember, you know, when I was in high school, guidance counselors, they're very hardworking and dedicated, but very often, you know, it's not like a very intimate relationship where they really get to know the student and what their challenges are and their context. And so do you work with guidance counselors to help them understand what resources your department has available and how you can actually help them be more effective in assisting their students?
Yes, I actually had a meeting with the administrators at Kingston High School earlier this year. Especially even for those young adults that could be possibly dropping out, we do have our young adult employment program, and those mm-hmm. are for youth that have dropped out of high school from the age of 16 to 24 can be enrolled in our program. So we've made a referral process so that they have a student at risk, they immediately connect them with our department. But also we've let them know about the opportunities that our Career Center offers. So, you know, when the kids are graduating and they need that support, they can come, as long as they're a high school graduate, or if they dropped out of school, then we can serve them through our youth services.
That's really terrific. It sounds really great. And we want to find out a lot more about all of the great services that the Office of Employment and Training offers, and also how you are helping businesses and individuals cope with the COVID pandemic. But first, we're going to take a very short break. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. We'll be back after these words.
At WMC Health, we know emergencies don't wait, and neither should our patients. That's why we pledge to see you within 30 minutes or less at Health Alliance on Broadway in Kingston and at Margaretville Hospital on Route 28 in Margaretville. Our emergency departments offer safe and protective environments and are backed by the full services of our WMC Health Network hospitals, right there if you need more care. If you have an emergency, please call 911 or go to the emergency room closest to you.
Welcome back. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Our guest today is Thomasine Oliphant, who's director of the Ulster County Office of Employment and Training and Workforce Development Board. And Thomasine is talking to us about all of the great programs and services that her office offers to people of all ages and all circumstances. And before the break, Thomasine, we were talking about many of those services. And also, I'm sure our listeners want to know what you've done with respect to helping folks cope with the COVID pandemic and the fallout from that, both job loss or businesses that have been struggling. Can you talk to us about that a bit?
Sure. I'll share that for the businesses who were suffering through the pandemic, for businesses that let me know that they were going through like furloughs or shutting down, I immediately was able to connect them to the New York State Department of Labor Rapid Response Team, who was able to connect them to resources for the businesses during the time to manage through the pandemic. So that was my business team did a great job with being able to connect those businesses to resources. The New York State Department of Labor, they have the Shared Work Program and other services so that, you know, to help support these businesses and also helping them with reopening back and understanding their workforce needs. So a lot of them might have job openings that my business team was able to send out their openings to help rebuild back their workforce. Mm-hmm. Another great service that we've been able to provide to job seekers, especially through the pandemic, many of our training providers have closed down. So we weren't able to put anyone physically into training because, you know, they weren't able to go in person. So we looked for some online resources and we received a resource called Coursera, which is an online platform, education platform that's been being used worldwide. And they had this program, Coursera Workforce Recovery Initiative, where they partner with local governments to be able to offer free access to any local government that would go into partnership to their residents. So I was one of the few workforce development boards that have partnered with this initiative for New York to be able to offer this service. We have enrolled 434 individuals who are either unemployed or needed to upskill. That are currently taking courses. And just today, a press release came out from Governor Cuomo to launching free access for all New Yorkers for this program. So it was really great that we partnered through this program through the pandemic, because we were offered this for a short time. We had until October 31st to enroll our residents, and then up until December for our residents to complete it. But now that the state has officially partnered into a contract with Coursera, we will have this access for free to continue on as a resource through our career centers for the whole state. So each county has this resource now. So I'll be able to provide more information as I get it on how we'll be enrolling, but any Ulster County resident will have access to this program for free. You just have to contact our Ulster County Career Center to get connected.
And I was actually one of them. I'm taking a course as we speak.
Oh, wonderful.
And not because for any job training skill, but because I was really interested in it. I was familiar with Coursera several years ago. They were set up as a nonprofit to bring world-class education from universities all over the world to students around the world from developing countries who might not ever have the opportunity to have access to that kind of education. And literally they have programs and classes from top shelf universities from all over the world. So no matter what topic, no matter what your interests are, there's something there for you. And this, it's great, Thomasine, that you were so proactive in jumping on that and really making that available to our residents.
Thank you so much. I am really excited that, especially, you know, with there's to be, you know, with the barriers that may be in place, whether you have a transportation issue or childcare, this makes it so easy for you if you're just only able to take a course at home, if you have internet access. Coursera even has an app, so you can do it from your phone. They've made it so accessible so that, you know, you're able to take these courses to get a certificate or take a class to up your skills to put on your resume so that you can help get that next job or change careers or whatever your intention is to take this course. But it's a really great opportunity all around. And I'm glad that you already were aware of it, Vincent, because I just think it's such a great resource.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you know, to be able to have that kind of selection of really, really amazing, you know, educators from all over the world. It's really fabulous. Thomasine, before you were mentioning about your assistance to businesses, with resources and so on. Some of that was I'm sure is the funding we've all heard about and other things. Can you elaborate just a tiny bit on that?
Yes. Yeah, so our business team on the job training. So that opportunity, especially for businesses who you may have a job opening, but you just don't have an individual qualified to fill it. So what my business team would be able to help you do is that or you may have an individual who would be interested in who you would like to fill that position, but they don't have the qualifications. So through our funding, we're able to reimburse a business up to 75% of wages, as long as you pay the individual $15 an hour. That's our maximum. And it's a 6-month opportunity. So it's on the job training, it's hands-on. The individual works with you. And after that 6 months, then that's a guaranteed employment. And they would officially, they would stay on the payroll. But through my funding, I would be able to reimburse you 75% of the wages that you paid out to that individual.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's a win-win.
That's great.
Yes. And my business services team is also, you know, they're here to support if, you know, you need to rebuild your workforce. If, you know, as I said, if you have job openings, you're struggling to fill, they can do that job matching. They can put, we have the New York State Job Bank that my business services team can put that information on the New York State Job Bank for them. And then they can do that matching with individuals who are unemployed or through our system are on unemployment and provide access to those job opportunities. Mm-hmm. So we really try to do the behind the scenes. Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure you also help like say businesses that are maybe migrating up from the New York metro area, right? Who were seeking a better lifestyle for their employees and maybe want to hire additional people.
So yeah.
Help them line them up with folks and, or maybe young people that they can train.
Yes, exactly.
That's and then, great.
And we also have, we have the Green Careers Coalition where we have brought together community organizations, contractors, SUNY Ulster and Ulster BOCES to come together to really expand the Green Careers Initiative to really see what are the needs are to help create these pathways into the green careers. So mm-hmm. we're doing a lot of work trying to create a lot of pathways and really trying to work together with the community to create opportunities.
Right, to see where they're being proactive, to see where things are going. And where do you see, I mean, just out of curiosity, just generally speaking, where do you see the major opportunity areas in employment or even maybe economic development realm right now from your perspective?
I really do see it in the green careers, tech mm-hmm. especially. I mean, we've definitely transitioned. The pandemic has transitioned us completely into remote almost, you know. So the tech industry, now that you can literally work anywhere if you're working remote. We've worked with Kingston Can Code. They have launched their courses. We've supported, we've had paid individuals training to get front-end web development training. Mm-hmm. So Kingston Can Code, they're going to, they have courses through SUNY Ulster that they're offering. So it's really great to go into the tech sector because you literally can be working in a different state even.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if someone's down the hall or 1,000 miles away. It's the same thing, right? Pretty
correct.
Much.
And it's great wage jobs. So definitely see that in advanced manufacturing, in the tech industry.
Healthcare, maybe too.
Healthcare, yes. transportation. Mm-hmm. Amazon, a lot of people are buying things offline. There's going to be more trucks on the road. So truck drivers. Mm-hmm. So we're really seeing a lot of that. We're putting a lot of people through training for CDLA, mm-hmm. CDLE. So that's where we're seeing the uptick.
People really should broaden their horizons when they're thinking about how to enter the job market or perhaps even change careers, right? I mean, it can be daunting, I'm sure, because there's so many opportunities and just kind of knowing where to start. But starting with your office is a really good idea, it seems like.
Right. And also remembering that you probably do have transferable skills. So mm-hmm. understanding that a lot of the skills that you may have could transfer into another industry, but you may not know that. Mm-hmm. You see it. So it's really great to come get connected to one of our career center staff.
Right. A wider perspective. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So Thomasine, unfortunately, we are almost out of time. So can you tell our listeners how to get in touch with you and your office to get more information?
Yes, you can definitely give us a call at 845-340-3170, or you can email us at oet@co.ulster.newyork.us.
Terrific. Well, thank you so much, Thomasine. It's so great to have you here. And thank you for the work that you and your colleagues are doing.
Thank you so much.
Really, really contributing so much to our community. And please, if you're looking for a job or you're looking for good people to work in your business or want to start a business, want some guidance, please contact the good folks at Ulster County Office of Employment and Training and Workforce Development. You're listening to Healthy Ulster Radio. Tune in next week for more great information that you can use to keep yourself, your family, and our community healthy and strong. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Healthy Ulster Radio Show, a community affairs presentation from the Ulster County Health Department, sponsored by Health Alliance of the Hudson Valley in Kingston, a member of the WMC Health Network. Thanks for listening, and be sure to join us for another edition of the Healthy Ulster Radio Show next week.